Again, there was some silence as Mitchell Sanders looked out on the river. The dark was coming on hard now, and off to the west I could see the mountains rising in silhouette, all the mysteries and unknowns. "This next part," Sanders said quietly, "you won't believe."
"Probably not," I said.
"You won't, and you know why?"
He gave me a long, tired smile.
"Because it happened. Because every word is absolutely dead on true."
Sanders made a sound in his throat, like a sigh, as if to say he didn't care if I believed him or not. But he did care. He wanted me to feel the truth, to believe by the raw force of feeling. He seemed sad in a way.
"These six guys," he said, "they're pretty fried out by now. And one night, they start hearing voices, like at a cocktail party. That's what it sounds like, this big swank goo cocktail party somewhere out there in the fog. Music and chit-chat and stuff. It's crazy, I know, but they hear the champagne corks. They hear the actual martini glasses, real hoity-toity, all very civilized, except this isn't civilization, this is NAM. Anyway, the guys try to be cool. They just lie there and groove, but after a while, they start hearing, you won't believe this, they hear chamber music. They hear violins and cellos. They hear this terrific mama-san soprano. Then after a while, they hear gook opera and a glee club and the Haiphong boys choir and a barbershop quartet and all kinds of weird chanting and Buddha-Buddha stuff. And the whole time, in the background, there's still that cocktail party going on. All these different voices. Not human voices, though, because it's the mountains. Follow me? The rock, it's talking. And the fog, too. And the grass and the goddamn mongooses. Everything talks. The trees talk politics. The monkeys talk religion. The whole country, Vietnam, the place talks. It talks, understand? NAM, it truly talks. The guys can't cope. They lose it. They get on the radio and report enemy movement. A whole army, they say. And they order up the firepower. They get arty and gunships. They call in airstrikes. And I'll tell you, they fucking crash that cocktail party. All night long, they just smoke those mountains. They make jungle juice. They blow away trees and glee clubs and whatever else is to blow away. Scorch time. They walk napalm up and down the ridges. They bring in the Cobras and F4s. They use Willie Peter and HE and incendiaries. It's all fire. They make those mountains burn. Around dawn, things finally get quiet. Like you never even heard quiet before. One of those real thick, real misty days, just clouds and fog. They're off in his special zone, and the mountains are absolutely dead flat, silent, like Brigadoon, pure vapor, you know? Everything's all sucked up inside the fog. Not a single sound, except they still hear it. So they pack up and start humping. They head down the mountain, back to base camp, and when they get there, they don't say diddly. They don't talk, not a word. Like they're deaf and dumb. Later on, his fat bird colonel comes up and asks, "What the hell happened out there? What'd they hear? Why all the ordnance?" The man's ragged out. He gets down tight on the case. I mean, they spent $6 trillion on firepower, and this fat-ass colonel wants answers. He wants to know what the fucking story is. But the guys don't say zip. They just look at him for a while, sort of funny-like, sort of amazed. And the whole war is right there in that stare. It says everything you can't ever say. It says, man, you've got wax in your ears. It says, poor bastard, you'll never know. Wrong frequency. You don't even want to hear this. Then they salute the fucker and walk away. Because certain stories you don't ever tell.